So here at Marketplace Money, we get all your questions and we want to answer as many as possible. That's why we have created the lightning round. Star Wars.
May the force be with you.
Oh, that's Obi-Ben Kenobi, more also known as Ben Johnson from Marketplace Tech. He's joining us here to keep me at warp speed.
Okay, you got 5 minutes to answer 10 questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's go. Kate asks, my husband and I owe $42,000 in car loans and medical debt. Hubby makes $96,000 a year. I want to own a house one day. My husband's family feels we should file for bankruptcy. Do you agree, Carmen?
I just wish I would know more, Kate. Here's what I want you to do, because I really detest medical debt, and I want you to find a way to talk that down. Go to www.nfcc.org, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Find a nonprofit counselor near you who will go over everything and see if you can talk down some of that debt and get to owning a home more quickly.
All right, I got another one. Chris on Facebook wants to know, what makes a home valuable? How about simply liking to live there? What do you think?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. The home's value is not just its value as an asset or an investment. It is a place, it's a roof over your head, so it has that intrinsic value.
Hopefully.
Well, yes, we hope so. And I hope it's not too big of a roof.
Sarah sent an email to us. She says she has over $40,000 in college debt. She's expecting her first baby, congratulations, in January. And she wants to make a solid plan to pay back her loans. Is consolidation a good idea?
Sarah, newbie mama, here's what you probably want to do. Look into what consolidation will get you. Usually you consolidate because you want to lock in a lower interest rate. So Sarah probably has different loans at different rates. Go to savingforcollege.com. It's a free site. Look up consolidation. There are some restrictions with consolidating, so she's not going to be able to put off those loans with deferment or forbearance. So just know before you go.
Matthew wants to know, his mother is a pleaser. She'd prioritize happiness over pretty much everything else, and credit card balances prove that. Good old mom. Dad, on the other hand, has no problem saying no when he handles the money. Everyone knew exactly when the money was gone. So who was right?
Oh, this is an easy one, Matthew. I may be a mom, but in this case, it was dad.
Daddy.
Moving on.
Okay, so Denise asks, what is your budgeting advice for people like real estate agents and others who are only paid when a sale is completed? What do you think about that? Is there a formula for how much to have, how much to pay?
Well, tell me. It is. It's hard, Denise, to get paid on commission or paid by project, because it's not like you have a regular paycheck coming in. Here's what I would say. What are your living expenses every month? That you want to keep at least twice, three times more of that in the bank. And work from that. But do not upgrade your lifestyle when you think that commissions are going up, because nothing in that world is guaranteed. So make sure that you save, save, save.
All right, Carmen, we just passed the 2 minute mark. All right, I got another one from Tom on Facebook. I own a small business of which my wife and I are the only employees. How does Obamacare affect us?
Well, Tom, I don't know if you have health insurance. If you have health insurance, it may be another way to get health insurance and save money, actually. So, of course, you want to go to healthcare.gov, which hopefully is working right now.
Or, probably not.
Or at least you can find the phone number to call them up there. But you want to compare your own policies, because Tom may have a policy on his own through someone like the Freelancers Union. So you want to see and compare what prices you would get. But basically, small business owners with two employees, my goodness, this is for you.
All right. Claire, she's a teacher in Baltimore. Her salary is about $43,000 a year. She has $50,000 in school debt. This is another college loan question. She owes $130,000 on her house. She's interested in starting a small business. Will I be able to qualify for small business grants with so much debt?
Oh, Claire, I could answer this so much better if instead of giving me what you owe on that home, you gave me your equity on that home. How much of the home do you own? Because if she owes $130,000 on the home and she has over $100,000 in equity, then she'd probably be more likely, because she has an asset just in case she can't pay back the loan. Claire, what I'd rather you do as a teacher, don't quit that job. Try to start your small business on your own while you're still making money. It's the safest way to go.
All right. Almost 1 minute to go here. Another Facebook question from Elizabeth. She's going car shopping. What is the most cost-effective transportation when combining purchase price and maintenance costs. New car, used car, 3-4 years old. What do you got, Carmen?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely don't go into the 8 to 10 year old zone. Absolutely not. Because
you're going to be
spending so much. You know what? The car technology has gone up so much. You need to get a car to be cost effective. That's not more than, I would say, 3-4 years old if you want to get a used car. So at least you have up-to-date parts and you won't have to pay more for maintenance. Thank you, Elizabeth. Happy car shopping.
Oh, I got one more.
Ooh.
Casey on the website, she asks, why isn't personal finance taught in high school and college?
Oi, Casey, this is a battle that I have been fighting myself very much to get this and make this happen because it's so important. It's actually something you can use.
Ooh, 10?
In about 20 states now. It is required in high school, but it should be required everywhere,
Ooh.
Casey. Let's join the movement. Let's make it happen.
Well done, Carmen. Time's up.
Woo! Warp speed. Thank you, Obi-Ben Kenobi. Ben Johnson, host Marketplace Tech. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
All right. Stay cool, Carmen.